Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, episode number 50, Rain and Complain.
Hi, this is Denise Alexander Pyle. I'm the author of The Power of 10, A Guide to Living the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule of Modern Times. You're on the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello again, good people, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. Just so happy that you joined me today, and I'm here, and we are here together to be an encouragement, to give you a word of hope and peace and grace into your life that helps you have some inspiration to overcome some adversity in your life to achieve what we like to call your promised life, and that's a life where you experience peace and prosperity and have a purpose in your life. If you want to know more about what we do here at Pathway Promise, hit up our website, pathwaypromise.com. We've got a free gift for you there, our 4-minute life planning guide. You'll find it helpful to plan your life. And there's also back episodes of the Pathway Promise podcast, including some teaching from some just great leaders and authors who will be helpful to you to help you overcome adversity and achieve your promised life. Right now, complain in the rain. There used to be something that we don't have hardly any of anymore. There used to be these places called full-service gas stations. Now, I know most of you either have never experienced that or it's just something that your parents or your grandparents may talk about. But for some of us, myself included, we remember a day when you would pull into a gas station and someone called the gas station attendant would actually come to your car, and you stayed in your car, and the gas station attendant would pump your gas and clean your windshields and maybe check your air tire, maybe check your oil, all that kind of good stuff for you as a part of the service that the gas station would do. Crazy, I know. But that's the way it was, and then you just stayed in your car the whole time. And it was just kind of a natural course of life that this was what people did when you went to a gas station. I heard about a story about back in the early 70s, when this was still the practice, in the early 1970s, when it was still this way of life of full-service gas stations was going on. And a man was traveling through my state by car, and stopped at a small town gas station to get to gas up. And it just happened to be just a driving rainstorm. Kind of rainstorm that, you know, just a gully washer, some people call them. And he stopped at this gas station, and the attendant came out in the rain. Now, usually if this would happen, you know, the gas station attendants would just try to get the job done quickly and get you on your way if it's raining or bad weather or something like that, cold. It was just the way things went. But in this case, the driver sat in his car, and he couldn't help but notice that the gas station attendant went through the full service process with him. I mean, he wasn't just pumping the gas. He checked the air and the tires, and he checked the oil and did all the whole full service thing. And the whole time, he was humming and singing and just having a, you know, just in a cheerful mood. In a cheerful mood the whole time. And it got the attention of this driver, because he was just noticed how, in the middle of a rainstorm, this guy was just whistling away, having a great time. Cheerful. In this awful rainstorm. The man the attendant finished up his job, and the driver went to pay for the gas with cash, by giving him some cash. And he said to the attendant, Young man, I'm sorry that you had to get so wet and you had to do this workout in the weather. I just apologize for that. And the gas station attendant was just all smiles. He said, "Oh, mister, this doesn't bother me at all. Doesn't bother me a bit." It's not too long ago, I was fighting in Vietnam in a foxhole. And it was wet. It was terrible. And I made up my mind in that foxhole that day that if I ever got out of that place alive, I'd be so grateful that I'd never complain about anything again. And what's a little rain for me to complain? So I've never complained again. That's a man who took responsibility for his attitudes, even when he had some pretty terrible circumstances. You know, there's not a whole lot worse that I can think of than being in a foxhole in a war situation in Vietnam or any place else. But he took responsibility for his life, and a little rain wasn't going to mess up his life. No siree. It has to do with an attitude that we can have here, friends, an attitude that we choose how we respond to circumstances. Doesn't in the Bible it says it rains on the just and the unjust alike, but we choose how we react to the rain. In other words, circumstances happen to everybody. There are bad things to happen to all of us. Sometimes we call that adversity. Adversity is just those things that happen which impact us. We lose our job, or we get into debt, or we get a bad diagnosis from the doctor, or maybe our spouse gets the word about a heart attack or something, or some dreaded disease, or, you know, maybe there's a divorce happening. You know what I'm saying. These things happen. A death in the family. Have a fight with your kids. There's lots of stuff that can happen that can kind of throw us off if we choose to let it. But friends, I just want to encourage you, when things go bad, don't go bad with them. Get better, not bitter. And it starts with taking 100% responsibility for your life, starting with your attitude. There's no need to complain about the rain. Have a great attitude, and you will have the foundation for a happy life, or what I like to call the promised life. That is your life of peace and prosperity and purpose. Peace of mind, the prosperity of knowing that you have all that you need to have success in your life, and a sense of purpose and direction that you have a contribution to make to the greater good. I know that you can do it. And we're here to help. Dr. Brad Miller and the Pathway to Promise podcast, where we are here to offer you hope and encouragement. You can go to our website, pathwaypromise.com, listen to back episodes of the podcast, or get our free gift, your 4-minute life planning guide, that's there for you. So you check us out on iTunes and other places, and we'll be here again next time to be helpful to your life here on the Promise, here on the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. Until next time, friends, remember to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.